I want you to remember what to preach and to teach to the saints at Ephesus. And I want you to remember Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Don't lose sight of the gospel, Timothy. Don't lose sight of what matters most. Don't get over it. Old Gypsy Smith, they asked him after decades of ministry crossing the Atlantic between Europe and America, what was the secret? He had so much joy and victory and power and exuberance and energy and life and ministry. And he just simply said to them, I've never lost the wonder of it all. Remember, Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. The sad reality for too many of us this morning is that the old story has just become that. It's just an old story. But I want to tell you, the old news is the good news, and it's the new news, and it's the all-time news. I like what Spurgeon said, that the old man is about to put off his tabernacle, and he is concerned that his son in the gospel should preach the same truth as his father has preached, and should by no means water it down or adulterate it. He said there is a tendency that showed itself in Timothy's day. The same tendency exists in our day to get away from the simple facts of the gospel on which Christianity has been built, and try to explore and engage in more philosophical and hard to be understood matters. The word which the common people heard gladly isn't fair and isn't fine enough for cultured people. And so they surround themselves with human thought and speculation. Spurgeon said there aren't but three or four plain facts that constitute the truth as it is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said to Corinth, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised again according to the Scriptures. On the incarnation, the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ hinges our salvation and our hope and our relationship with him. I want to bring to your attention just three practical reasons that Paul would tell Timothy, and why it would be helpful for us this morning to remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead. Now I want you to understand, he's not telling Timothy just to remember an event, as good as that is. What he's telling Timothy is, don't forget the person. I appreciate there was an old rugged cross. I appreciate there was a manger at Bethlehem. I appreciate there was an empty tomb. But it's the man. It's the person. It's the individual that occupied these matters that make them so special and make them so miraculous. It's the Christ of the gospel, that Jesus Christ, the man of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to our gospel. Now, why in the world? Well, I think, first of all, he wanted Timothy to remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead because he wanted him to know the full glory of Christ. The full glory of Christ. It's a chopped off gospel that only holds before men the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a chopped off gospel that only holds before men the ethics of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a chopped off gospel that only holds before men the morality of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a chopped off gospel that only holds before men the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. There is the fullness of the blessing of the gospel. Paul asked the church at Corinth, he said, is Christ divided? Is Christ divided? I think that's what produces a divided church. Is holding before men a divided Christ. You can't separate his saviorhood from his lordship. You can't separate his humanity from his deity. You can't separate his priesthood